Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, what's good? We're back again. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blabino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. It's all good and it's all love. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. And right now, you know, we got Miss Kimmy Simone right now live. Say what's good. You live on putting them on Blast Radio.
What's up, what's up? Put them on Blast Radio, fans. This is Kimmy Simone, your co-host, and Put them on Blast Radio. You're never on West Coast Real Radio, fans. I would just want to tell everybody out there that's listening, always stay positive. Get rid of the negative energy, you know what I mean? And try to think outside the box sometimes, because people will try to test you and try to take what God has to give for you to get it. They want to take it from you. So just close your mind from all that negativity. Think positive, and you know we love you, we love you, we love you, and all you young entrepreneurs out there, we show you. When negativity come to you, just keep pushing, and we'll make it. Put God first.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you heard it from the co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone, live on Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And right now, I want to give love to all the fans, all the supporters, everybody out there, all the sponsors. Everybody out there holding it down for putting them on Blast Radio. You know, there's so many people to name. Everybody got love. And we just here to support everybody, and it is what it is. And tonight's show, you know, I just called to put them on blast, and we're going to be putting people on blast and be putting everything on blast tonight. And we're going to be talking about some issues, about some things that's going on that ain't right. And, you know, I'm just going to play a couple songs, you know, not too many, but I just wanted to touch up on a couple things. And right now, Miss Kimmy Simone, I forgot. I meant to tell everybody, if you want to connect with Put 'Em on Blast Radio, you can hit us up at putemonblastradio@gmail.com. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio at gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook at Put 'Em on Blast Radio. Just hit the like button, and it's all good, and it's all love. You can also hit us up at Crazy Mo Blabino on Facebook. Or you can hit us up at Kimmy Simone, Miss Kimmy Simone, on Facebook. Add us as a friend, and it's all good, and it's all love. And everybody got love from Raw Dog Music, and Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And right now, Miss Kimmy Simone, well, we got you on the line. Is there anything or anybody that you might want to... No. Right now, is there any shout-outs that you want to give out?
Yes. I want to give a shout-out to all my family. All of them. You know who you are. And I want to give a special shout out to my grandfather, Eugene Roberts. This evening, he will go to paradise. Tonight, tomorrow, we never know. God's will. But I love you, Grandpa, always. And I want to give a shout out to Put 'Em on Blast Radio for just holding it down, putting it together, because nobody knows Crazy Mo Blabino how hard this is. But we know how hard it is. As long as we keep our head and heart together, we'll make it. No matter how much it feels like everybody and certain people come against us, you know what I mean? We got love because we're keeping it positive and we're coming in this thing wholehearted, regardless. And I want to say to my mama out there, I want to say to you, mama, job well done. Well done. My daddy, job well done. I salute you, Crazy Mo. You know, it's really hard.
It's going to be all good. It's all going to be all good in due time.
It's already all good. But what I'm saying is it's just taking a lot of energy out of me right now because I'm dealing with a family crisis, and I'm over on one side, and you're right there. I know me in the studio right there with you. I'm not there with you, but I'm trying to feel the vibe and feel the energy from you right now. And I just want to tell you, I salute you. I salute you always because it's hard and don't nobody know. This is a non-profit organization. We're not asking for nothing from nobody. We're trying to give love and let people be heard what people don't want to hear. And we're going to keep doing it. And I got a lot of things with me right now, but I love y'all so much out there, even those y'all that hate. All y'all that are feeling the way you're feeling, we're not trying to step on nobody's toes. We don't feel like we're better than nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because God don't bless none that he don't believe in. And I keep saying it. I love y'all, and I salute everybody out there, all y'all, the sponsors, everybody. I'm not going to get emotional on this line, but my heart is where it's at. This is real life. You know what I'm saying? This is Put 'Em on Blast Radio. If we live, You understand me? And I love y'all. That's all I got to say. Stay up, put God first.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you guys heard it first out the mouth of Kimmy Simone right here on Pelmon Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Like I said, that's the co-host. She's doing her thing, holding it down, and it's all good and it's all love. And, you know, right now I want to put some things on blast. You know, there's just a bunch of things going on out in the world that shouldn't be going on, and a lot of people crossing people up in the wrong way when it shouldn't even be like that. That's why Put 'Em On Blast Radio just does Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Like Miss Kim Simone said, all we do is try to help people, and people try to take advantage. We don't ask nobody for anything, nonprofit. We're promoting everybody's music. Along as it's with the radio, we promote your stuff for free, whether it's a job or anything, we promote it for free. But if you want, like, graphics or studio time or something like that, that's a different thing. That's when the money comes into play. You know what I'm saying? We got to get paid for something. We don't, you know, this is our job. We don't do this for free.
You have to get paid to keep it going.
What'd you say?
You have to get paid to keep it going.
We got bills. We got kids. Everybody got to eat. Everybody out there in the world wants money. We want some money, too. See what I'm saying? Don't take a good hookup or somebody's niceness for granted and then don't want to pay, or you just want everything for free. That ain't the way it goes. See what I'm saying? That is not the way it goes. And all this other crap out there, you know, we don't deal with none of that. See what I'm saying? All that he say, she say, all that beef and stuff, we ain't with none of that. So all the people out there that's calling themselves beefing with us, it's all good. It's all love. See what I'm saying? We ain't bothered with none of them. See what I'm saying? We're going to keep on turning the cheek.
Okay.
We got lots of things ahead of us. See what I'm saying? And what'd you say?
All I'm trying to say is, yeah, go and get a shout-out, Crazy Mo, and let's get into some music tonight. Let's play some. We ain't even got to put all our energy into that. It is what it is. We're going to stay the way we is. We're prosperous. I'm a warrior. You're a warrior. And it is what it is. Let's get into a positive vibe right here. I'm not giving nobody no energy tonight. I don't even feel like that. You know what I mean? So we're just going to get a shout out, and let's do this.
That's what's up. And I want to give a shout out to KVS out there, West Coast Hip Hop Awards. Everybody go out there and please support August 3rd. Hit up by KVS, you know, and you'll find him on Facebook. You want all the information, you know, it's going down in Vegas, so please come out and show your support. All the West Coast artists will be in the building, and it's all good and it's all love. Go out and support No Fake Shadow Men, him and his movement. It's all good, it's all love. And everybody out there that's holding it down, doing their thing, you know, Drunken Master, a.k.a. Illy Man, holding it down. Shout out to him. Shout out to his sister and his family doing it with the Cakes for the Celebrities. You guys can find him online, Illy Man, or just holler at us at Put 'Em On Blast Radio, and then we'll get you connected in, and it's all good and it's all love. But all that other stuff, you know, if it's anything negative and all that other stuff, you know, we ain't with it. It is what it is. You know, I just wish people just get lives and try to get money. See what I'm saying? Life is getting short. And people don't understand that. People be thinking everybody be playing games, they got time, but it's nothing like that. So it is what it is, but that's why we call it Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We put it out there. We put 'Em On Blast, you know. Ain't no shaking around it, you know. If somebody mess up and they do what they do, it is what it is. They messed up. When you mess up with Put 'Em On Blast Radio one time, that's all you get is one time. After that, no more hookups, no more connections, no more nothing. You know, we're going to still support everybody, but we just don't get down with all that extra stuff, you know. But it is what it is. But right now, I got a song for all the haters out there, you know. And right now, it's called Wild, and we're going to get into that right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station.
Goes out to all the motherfuckers out there trying to diss Crazy Mo on the track. Y'all niggas should have never did that. Act like that, nigga.
Wow.
You diss me on the track, nigga.
Wow.
You mad like that, nigga.
Wow.
Always going down like that, nigga.
Wow.
Always like that, nigga.
Wow.
You diss me on the track, nigga.
Wow.
You mad like that, nigga.
Wow.
Always going down like that, nigga.
Wow.
killers and gorillas. We take this shit serious. You wanna be with me, boy? You must be delirious. Like marvelous, I'm fearless. In your raps, you can hear the weakness. Make all the internet beefing is senseless. Ain't no love like the human blood. I'm heartless. I shine like a diamond necklace. Don't be mad, cause the life you live is reckless. Like my name is Earl, I'll cross you off my shit list. Delete you with the quickness, hit you up with some of the wrong sickness. Crazy mode, fuck you talking about, I delete shit. Better take it back before I make you reach that shit. Eat that shit, them lies you tell them, fuck everybody, say believe that shit. All this anger that builds up inside me, now I gotta release this shit. Always like that, nigga. Wow. You diss me on the track, nigga. Wow. You mad like that, nigga. Wow. Always going down like that, nigga. Wow. Always like that, nigga. Wow. You diss me on the track, nigga. Wow. You mad like that, nigga. Wow. Always going down like that, nigga. Wow. Like GP made a beast come up out of me. Knowing I got a fucking mentality. Instead of dissing me, you need to work on the salary. And stop telling people between me and you there's a beef rhyme. Fuck ATG and ATO, your career I'ma bury. Like the Titanic, your shit to the sun. Come from the home where their bodies get put in the trunk next to the slump. Surrounded by the dirty river. You're the perfect definition of a fuck, nigga. You and your crew ain't no competition behind the whole coalition. Fucking with me, you better remake that decision before I start ignition. Fuck talking, it's time to end all discussion. Just want you to understand when I make it do what it do. There ain't no confusion like you said. My mind, I'm losing. Always like that, nigga. Wow. You diss me on the track, nigga. Wow. You mad like that, nigga. Wow. Always going down like that, nigga. Wow. Always like that, nigga. Wow. You diss me on the track, nigga. Wow. You mad like that, nigga. Wow. Always going down like that, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, we back on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That was Crazy Mo Blebino with Wow off the mixtape, as you saw off the Rebel Boy. Everybody go out and support that. It's all good and it's all love. And right now, you know, I'm your host for everybody tuning in. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blebino, with my lovely co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. And tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. You can also hit us up at gmail.com, which is PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com. And it's all good and it's all love. And I send shout out to everybody in Sacramento holding it down, all the Sacramento artists putting in work, you know, much love to them on their journey. And we wish you much success on everything you guys do, everybody down south, everybody around the world in Japan. We see you guys out there. I thank you guys for tuning in. Everybody out there in Nigeria, we salute you guys out there too. You know, hopefully one day we can meet, you know, everybody in the UK, all our fans and friends out there in Canada, all over the States, all around the world. Everybody got much love. Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And if anybody want any airplay, holler at us. And we also have Put 'Em On Blast Radio live also on the FM dial. So if any artists want to get played on the FM dial, please submit music that is, you know, it has to be edited. It cannot be raw and uncut. It has to be edited. It's all censored. No cussing whatsoever. You know, but basically I need some radio play music. So if you guys want your stuff heard, if you feel like it's good for the radio, email me, PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com, and it's all good, and we'll get you on the air, we'll get you an interview on the air, and we'll put you in rotation, and it's all good, and it's all love, all day, every day. Oh, and I also want to send a shout-out to my little cousins out there up in the mountains. Y'all know who y'all is, little Reggie, and my cousin Sean holding it down out there, and everybody out there where y'all live. I salute all you guys out there, you know, but it's all good, and it's all love.
And right now, Miss Kimmy Simone is there. Anything that you might want to say at this time?
I pretty much said everything I had to say. It's all good. Everybody be safe. Be blessed. Put God first. And that's pretty much all I can say. Be you.
You got a positive message for all the young upcoming artists coming out in the industry, something they can learn from?
Absolutely. If you're looking, you can see, you can hear, you're old enough, you got grandparents, parents, you know right from wrong. I always said, put God first. I know if you have them in your life, you know about God. You know right from wrong. I'm very, very proud of you. For any one of you that's out there in the industry trying to do whatever it is you're trying to do, YSK, especially young fly kids, I love you with all my heart. You know that. You know that always. And all the other young entrepreneurs coming up out there, just listen to your parents, listen to your grandmothers and grandparents, and find something positive in your life. And whatever it is that you're doing, don't never let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Try and never give up. Never, never, never give up. You will be successful if you put God first. And I love you, and you have a safe, blessed night. Until next time.
It is what it is. The words from Miss Kimmy Simone, you know, she's on her way doing what she's doing. She's going to have her a good night, you know. So everybody send out their wishes to her. So it's all good and it's all love. And right now, you know, we just doing our thing right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You know, we pressed for time. We just got a little bit more time left, and we just trying to keep it rolling. But right now, you know, I just want to just point on some things for all the youngsters out there. Just stay educated. You know what I'm saying? Get educated. Be smart and get educated. See, if you're out there doing what you're doing, drop the rags and get educated. That's the smartest thing you can do. Get educated first. When you come into this music industry, at least you'll have some kind of knowledge on the background of paperwork and know how to understand different kind of documents, because why? You graduated from high school and you understand certain words and the way certain things is presented to people. So just, you know, get educated, keep doing your thing, never give up, you know, never let nobody tell you that you can't do anything when you really can. You know, people just be mad because either they too old or they never got a chance to accomplish the things that they're trying to tell you not to do, or, you know, whatever it is. It's just a personal reason, but don't listen to nobody. Go by your own judgment, you know, stay prayed up and keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's going to be all right. You're going to make it, and you're going to be successful. Like I tell everybody, it's not who you know. It's not what you know. It's who you know. And everything is built on relationships. If you have a bad relationship with certain people, you might not make it in this industry, because everything is built on relationships, you know, and it is what it is. But it's all good. But right now, we're going to get into this caller right here and see what's good. Say what's good. You live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Yo, what up? Put 'Em On Blast, the big homie Madman.
What's good with you, man? Man.
Like Miss Kimmy
Simone.
Hey, it's all
going
good.
Down.
What you up to? Yo, man, sitting up here working on some projects. A major concert tomorrow, man. I'm hitting the station up, man, to see what's going down, man. You know what I mean? I've been hearing a lot of craziness going on, man. So I called to back the game up, man. You know what I'm saying? Who bang on whoever got problems.
That's what's up. It's all good. It's all love. And you got much love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And right now, you know, I understand you said you got some shows going on tomorrow. Let everybody know about the shows and things.
Tomorrow, man, I'm be performing, man, in Atlanta, Georgia at the Sweet Auburn Fest. It's a festival for the youth, or better yet, musicians to come out and perform, man. They do it once a year. Like I was saying the other night on the music industry discussion, the Auburn Fest is basically about blacks that were sold in Atlanta on Auburn back in the day. People don't know that Atlanta was the number one city in America to sell slaves, and Auburn Street was the street whites were coming by blacks. So nowadays, Auburn has been turned out into a black street where they ain't nothing but black folks, all black-owned businesses, everything, you know what I mean? So they do these parties once a year to celebrate the history, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, and people need to go out and support you tomorrow and everything that's going on out there in Atlanta. And that's for anybody out there tuning in, you know, and you, if you out there in the A, you know, out there in the South, out there in that area, go out there, drop by and show your support, show your love for Madman, UNG Records, and everybody else that's out there doing their thing and holding it down. You know what I'm saying? That's how we supposed to be. We got to stay connected, and we all got to support each other. And right now, man, hold on one second. I want to see who else is right here on the hotline real quick.
Say what's good. You live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Hello, caller?
Caller.
Hello, caller.
What it do? Hello.
What's good? Who's this calling?
What up, man? It's King Ulta from Long Beach, Young Calhoun. The greatest. What it do?
What's good with it? You got much love from Raw Dog Music and put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Let everybody know what you got going on.
Man, I'm trying to highlight anybody I got a problem with, my people on, put them on Blast Radio, you know? Ain't no tripping on the DJ. Ain't no tripping on Madman. Ain't no tripping on nobody.
That's
so
what
you calling in, if you calling in on some dumb shit, holler at me. I'll come out to Atlanta if you need me. Yeah, ain't no
tripping
on you on my way.
It's all good.
I got love for the homies, you know. I got love for y'all niggas. Y'all doing y'all shit. I love it. I respect it. And if a person got a problem with it, man, you better go look in the mirror real good. You know, check
man.
Yourself. Check
man,
yourself.
That's all good.
You're going to put them on blast. That's what it really is. You need a number. You need to get at me. I got an email. I got an address. I got however you want to get at me, nigga. I hope you're listening.
That's what's up. That's why we got Put Them On Blast Radio. That's why tonight's segment was called Put Them On Blast. Put anything or anybody on blast that you want. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I named it that because I had some issues that I wanted to put on blast. So I said it in so many words, you know, but it's all good because, you know, we're a positive show overall. But when the haters call in, you know, it is what it is. People gotta understand. Like I said before, this industry is based on relationships. If you have a good relationship, you got to watch what you say because you can't say all kinds of things to anybody or anywhere you go on this planet. If you can be way over in Africa talking mess to an African, not knowing that African got ties with somebody here in California, see what I'm saying, that knows who you are. See what I'm saying? That's how people get called up. And, you know,
it is what it is.
Like I said, we got love for everybody. We don't discriminate. We got love for everybody out there. And we're not trying to start no problems. We're not no troublemakers. All we do is try to support everybody and get everybody's music heard. We try to get connections. Even got Madman UNG Records on the line. See what I'm saying? He has his own radio station. We try to slide artists his way, but it seems like artists turn out to be way shady. So I'm not going to slide somebody's music to somebody else to play on this station to help this artist blow up when you're a faulty artist or something like that, because if you're going to cross me up, who knows, you might cross that person up. And I ain't going to be to blame for you crossing somebody up like that because I don't do business like that. So I'm saying everything is straight up. I don't cross ground. I don't cross boundaries. I don't do none of that. When we got a good relationship, it is what it is. Me and Madman, UNG Records, like I tell everybody, he's a factor in this game. He does what he do. He's been here. He's been rapping. He got his thing going. He's been doing his thing. Just look online, and everybody can see what he's doing. He's been performing. He performed at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. You know, he performing in Atlanta. He's doing it real big in Atlanta with everybody out there, especially with the kids. Everybody just needs to just bounce back and stop hating because we doing what we doing. It's really kind of complex. You know, it's really kind of complex. And like I said, we don't start problems with nobody. We're some peaceful individuals until you cross that ground. So all I'm saying is when we deal with people, it's all good, you know, it's on a respectful level. But it seems like the artist, the individual, always end up starting off being cool, and then they turn around and being fake and faulty. Now when you leave that person alone, now all of a sudden this individual wants to be cool again. See what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm not one of those individuals to be like, oh, okay, I get in a fight with you one day, now the next day, now we're going to make up and be friends and be kicking it again. No, I'm good on that. See what I'm saying? Because you just tried to kill me the night before, and you think I'm going to wake up the next day and be sitting here kicking it with you, laughing and talking? Hell no. You know, the game don't work like that.
That's real.
You know, it is what it is, but it just, there's a lot of people out there crossing up the game, and there's a lot of people using other people's names trying to blow up off of somebody else's name, and these other people probably don't even know that. See what I'm saying? They probably don't even know it. But until they come across it, or you come across somebody like me, like right now, there's people out there beefing with us we don't even know until we come across it on the internet or somewhere like that, and then next time we find out, oh, somebody beefing with us. You know, that's how we find out. We stumble across it. It ain't like it be in our face. You know, like what happened a long time ago, you know, we got that phone call about some other stuff, and it's like, I didn't know about that. You know, how you doing something when the other person don't know about it? You know, but I just shut everybody down.
I noticed there's a bunch of negative energy jumping off in the industry right now, too. So the bug is going around to look for something to pick on, you know what I mean? And you know, we could be stupid and add to that fire, but, you know, our brother trying his best to be professional. We got to stay professional because we got people calling our radio stations acting stupid. So stay professional on grind mode. We got big folks listening to us.
Yeah, it don't make no sense. Why call somebody radio station just tripping out for no reason when it's a radio station to help everybody for music so everybody can listen to, but you got these individuals that just want to call and make it all bad for people. It's like, why? See what I'm saying? If you want to make it bad for people, don't call. See what I'm saying? I had somebody call.
You got a good point. You got a great point, man.
For real. If you don't want to hear somebody's music, don't listen to the radio station. Cut it off. Don't call in and listen and wait for somebody to pick up, and then next you will know you want to blurt out all kind of different things. Don't do that. If you don't like the show, don't call. Just like if you don't like somebody in the street, don't talk to them. See what I'm saying? Everybody has their own right to feel the way they want to feel. See what I'm saying? There's too much stuff going on right now. Like you said, it's too much going on right now. People's dying, people going to jail. See what I'm saying? Artists are getting dropped off labels. You got people who are nobodies trying to be somebody, trying to come up off somebody else's name. It's all kind of stuff going on in this industry, you know, which is bad. That's why we're putting it on blast tonight, because I'm just fed up of waking up every day like this. That's all. And it's on my chest, and I need to get it off. Otherwise, I'm not going to be right. See what I'm saying? And the only thing to make me right is get it off my chest. That's what it's for. See what I'm saying?
Man, we blast on some people then. Some of y'all
we be having some haters calling and stuff, but all I do is just hang up on them when I see their number, because I don't want to go through all that. I'm not going to go through all that. We're trying to keep it professional for everybody. We're trying to do our thing, and I ain't got time for all them haters, all that crossing up stuff. I ain't got time for none of that. So I just let people be. See what I'm saying? It is what it is.
You know, a lot of artists haven't grew up yet, man. A lot of these companies need to learn how to sit down and talk to the artists to groom them to understand this is a business. Stop walking through the door thinking, oh, this is going to be a friendship. This is my friend. I'm about to meet his mother, and they're going to meet my mother. We're going on picnics. This ain't no party, nigga. This is the music industry. They love you one day, hate you the next. They'll build you up and knock your building down the next day. They don't give a dang about your life, man. So a lot of artists are here trying to start beef behind nothing, and then you ain't going to end up making nothing. You end up in jail or not with nothing or broke or no deal while the white man's still sitting up there chilling in the office, smoking on cigars, bossing up for real. You know what I'm saying?
Have you noticed that when people will be beefing, the beef that you hear about is always a nobody, somebody that's a nobody that's not known nowhere, that ain't got nothing going, but they act like they do? Those are the ones that you find out beefing with other people in the industry.
Right.
I wonder why is that.
The millionaires
that beefing. No, the millionaires that beef, it's all about, you know, personal stuff. It's almost like the political stuff almost
half,
with 30. The industry.
Like
you know,
30,
it's all some
quarter,
other
first
stuff.
Half.
What'd you say?
We down 10 with a minute. Oh, no, we didn't.
But it's all good, though. But like I was saying, you know, it is what it is. See what I'm saying? People just need to just stop hating. So I'm saying,
yeah,
stop
man,
because
man, crazy. Well, I had a crazy experience like that, man. You know what I'm saying? One of my label mates, he would call the label. Man, he was on our team, but he would call the label every other day. Man, y'all ain't put our beat out. Man, y'all ain't put this song out. Man, y'all better get my money for this show. Man, we need this, we need that. And they ended up dropping him, and he was mad, thought that we crossed him or whatever. Look, me and Crazy Mark King Ulta, we on the phone right now. We a team. If we get a deal at Universal and they done signed Kimmy Simone, us three, it's our responsibility as grown men to help her out. You know what I'm saying? Not her to cross us. And, well, y'all done signed me, and I'm part of the group too, you know what I'm saying? And destroy our blessing, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say when you had these meetings and you're on the same room and you talk, everybody be on the same page and then understand. I got a job at McDonald's today, but the whole block can't work there now, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't get french fries. I try my best to help everybody out, but look, y'all got to understand, y'all got to become manager first. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, for real. For real, that's a real talk, though, for real. You know, you got to crawl before you walk. It's like everybody want everything handed to them and things, you know, instead of working hard for it. From the bottom up, people want to start either in the middle or right at the top. And people walk around like they just million-dollar artists. And if I just feel personally, if you feel like you million-dollar artists, why is there any labels on this planet that you ain't signed to yet? See what I'm saying? Why a lot of these millionaire rappers haven't heard of you or anything like that if you feel like you're a million-dollar artist? Everybody feels like they're a million-dollar artist. You never cut yourself short. Everybody feels like they're a million-dollar artist, but that don't mean you will be a million-dollar artist. You just might become a thousandaire for the rest of your life. See what I'm saying? And that's it. But people want more and more. That's why I say everything is greed. People is not satisfied with little that they have. They want more and more and more. Like this one thing, you know, we had this food, you know, how am I going to say it? There was a situation where, you know, somebody threw me a couple songs and said that they wanted it put out, you know, they wanted us to promote them. So we said, okay, we'll do that. You know, we'll shoot the video, promote it and everything, and we'll connect with another artist. I mean, a big-time person who shoots videos for big-time people. And this cat happened to get mad, flipped the script, and started hitting the roof like, I don't care about, you know, who you know and all this and that. And I'm like, what's the deal? You know, what's going on? You know, I'm trying to, when you're an artist and you're shooting a music video, you got to deal with that video director and all the people on the staff because, you know, you got to have that connection. See what I'm saying? This fool want to hit the roof. What you mean? I'm trying to give you the hookup. See what I'm saying? And then you turn around and get mad and say, oh, I got money. Oh, I want $1 million. Oh, don't talk about this. Don't play this or don't do that. And if you want to talk about the solo album, then sit there and pay me $1 million or give me a car and some other stuff. What you talking about? See what I'm saying? I ain't no rich dude. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What sense is, you know, and then you telling me, see, why I say people be crossing people up, because you telling me one thing, everybody starts off cool. And then when everybody leaves out the room, then you come and tell me bad things about these other people. And then once the stuff comes back to us, see what I'm saying, and then we confront these other individuals, now all of a sudden you mad. Because I got this one incident, man, I ain't going to lie to everybody out there. This is Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We got topics and everything we talk about, not just music, but I had somebody text my phone literally from 7 o'clock this morning all the way until like 10 minutes ago, 61 times. 61 times. Damn. I got every single last text saved in my phone right now, 61 times. What kind of thing, what kind of person do you guys feel that is? See what I'm saying? Text somebody 61 times from 7 o'clock all the way until 10 minutes ago. It's 9:33 now. See what I'm saying?
Hey, guess what, Craig, bro?
Crazy. Huh?
In 2013, people like that, man, you know, you got to be careful. They got to understand. They got a new law, too, man. They'll lock you up for that, man. You're calling somebody 13 times, threatening them, and 61 times, threatening them.
Every
you get a lot of time for that.
Out of all 61, there's like maybe 40 threats on there. I don't care about no threats, you know what I'm saying? I try to tell the dude, I don't care about none of that. I don't care about no threats, none of that. Just keep my personal family and all them out of your mouth, and then everything will be fine. And then, but I got these threats, like, you know, because I've been avoiding
that.
I've been avoiding the phone call all day long. I haven't responded at all until I got sick of it, you know, right before my partner came over, right before the show started. And I was like, you know what? I sent the text back. I said, you know what? F you. And that's all I said. And then I got some more death threats. See what I'm saying? And then was so funny about the whole ordeal after all that negativity this fool texts back and said, I'm sorry, I want you to deal with my music. I want you to have it and put it out, and we need to make amends, and we need to talk. Now, what do you think about that?
I'm going to put these,
yeah,
I see you're
in
the story now. What you doing?
Hello, man.
Yo,
man.
What's up?
Yo.
Man, what?
What do you think about that?
Somebody said 61 text messages.
No, I said 61. I got 61 text messages from your boy.
That should have been a baby mama. Shit, no nigga called another nigga 61 times.
That's some bullshit.
That's what your baby mama do. Not no nigga.
Talent, it makes your talent for nothing. It makes everybody overlook the talent.
Now you go all the way down.
Yeah.
I know there's one thing, artists. Some artists ain't never had no money. And when they get up there and they get a few dollars, they tricking off quick, and they expecting these money from the industry, so they start acting stupid. They start getting pressures on them, and they start acting crazy.
Big Meech said it out of his mouth. He said it in an interview. He said while he was locked up, he said all these rap artists, well, most of these rap artists out here, this is what he said. And if I'm wrong, they can strike me down, come gun me down. He said these artists out here are spending more than what they make. See what I'm saying? You're only supposed to spend 10% of your money, but these artists are spending way more and wanting a group. And the only thing they got is cars and a little bit of jewelry to show for it. You know, because they didn't waste all their money doing other things, making it rain and tricking off with the girls. You're not supposed to do that. Especially when you're part of the mob and all that. You're not supposed to do none of that. 10%. But that's why you got a lot of broke underground artists and mainstream artists broke. And these underground artists, they quit acting like they got money, quit acting like they rich and just got it cracking when they really don't. See what I'm saying? People need to sit here and really just keep it real, keep it 100, keep it 100. Don't keep it 100 with us, keep it 100 with theyself. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah. Keep it real with yourself. That way you can keep it real with the public. Because if you don't keep it real with yourself, you ain't going to be able to keep it real with everybody else because you're fake on the inside. Your bloodline is fake. It's not pure. It's not solid. See what I'm saying? There's cracks and crevices in it. So a person like me, I just avoid all that and keep doing me. That's why I say I ride with God. There's no fear inside me. So I'm saying I go to anybody's hood, anybody's turf. I go by myself. Any state, anywhere, I go right up in there by myself because I show respect. I don't care if the cats is looking at me mad like they want to kill me. Who is he? Hey, man, I'm from Cali, man. I'm Crazy Mo. I'm with such, 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 such. We just out here networking, doing what we doing, man. You know, we ain't got no issues with nobody. We just showing love to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
That's why
we have to put them on Blast Radio. So most of the time, if we do travel somewhere, people already know who we is, and they're going to show us love. You know?
Because
we show them love. So they're going to return the love back. That's why I say we can go anywhere. People who can't go anywhere, they got to ride with a whole group of people. They always got to ride with their entourage because it's not safe for them by themselves. See what I'm saying? We not like that. We got God
in sounded like back in the day when we was gangbanging, all the real gangsters. You know what I'm saying? I hold my own, you know what I mean? But then you got a homie that's from the neighborhood who got all mouth. As soon as we at the skating ring and we see the other side and everybody just, they understand we at the skating ring, we with some females, all that. We see the other enemies, you know what I mean? But we ain't tripping. We hit them up, they hit us up. But somebody out the crew, maybe on my team or the next team, the littlest person with the biggest mouth, want to be the first one to fire off. You know what I'm saying? And don't
It's always the little one. It's always the little one to get it started.
Everybody
out there, you know, we got to get ready to end the show. We only got a few minutes left, and I salute everybody for tuning in. I thank everybody for tuning in to Put 'Em on Blast Radio, to Put 'Em on Blast segment. See what I'm saying? We're going to have to do this again. See what I'm saying? Whenever anybody got problems, let's just really put them on blast and really just, like Madman say, we're going to bang on them. See what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do, and we're going to hold it down. But we salute everybody out there. Everybody be safe. Stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all got to unite, and we all need to support our local artists and support our local homeless. Everybody supports your local homeless, no matter where you are, support them, and support your local artists. And everybody be safe, and just, like I said before, much love from Kimmy Simone, Crazy Mo Blabino, Raw Dog Music, Put 'Em on Blast Radio. We salute you guys, but until next time, you know, we got to end this show. I hate to end it, but we out.